67-year-old Stephen Manley first learned about the thinning of the atmosphere when he was a college student at UMass Amherst.
And I remember a physics teacher telling us about climate change in the early 70s.
Decades later, Manley started to wonder how his financial investments might be contributing to global warming. So he scrutinized his stock portfolio and didn't like what he found.
Chinese coal and gas and oil and drilling equipment. It bothered me that this money I had in a portfolio was, you know, supporting the continuation of the burning of carbon fuels. I don't want to be invested in that.
Manley called his financial advisor and asked him to pull his investments from the fossil fuel industry.
And so my conscience is clear, and I'm not contributing to, you know, the degradation of the planet, if you will.
Manley is part of a growing trend of individual investors who are aligning their money with their values.
I think that the message of investing fossil fuel free is really affecting people and really speaking to what they're concerned about.
Leslie Samelrich is the president of Green Century Funds, based in Boston. Green Century runs a fossil fuel free mutual fund, and in the last year, that fund has grown a lot.
It's nearly doubled in the last year.
Samelrich says that big and small investors are joining the fund.
I think that that is what people are looking for. They want a clean slate. They don't want to have, you know, the dirty coal, the high-profile, controversial oil. And increasingly, people are becoming really concerned about the reputational and financial risks around hydraulic fracturing or fracking.
And then there are the investors who are influenced by their kids. Tim Greiner started paying more attention to his investments after his son Casey joined the divestment movement at Colby College in Maine.
He comes home at Thanksgiving, talks about it. He did a rally up in Portland, Maine. They were protesting the opening of a pipeline that could potentially carry tar sands oil. And we went to the protest, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people there.
But Greiner still had questions. He wanted to know if his investments would still yield competitive returns if he divested from the fossil fuel industry.
My investment advisor confirmed that we weren't sacrificing very much at all, if anything, by getting out of oil and gas stocks, that there were plenty of other really solid investments.
Greiner's investments are now 99% fossil fuel free. And with that, the fossil fuel divestment movement continues to grow. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.